Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Welcome you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the fastest way to pull up the stream is go directly to the 1150kknw.com website. Click on listen upper left and then listen online and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And you can find us on Facebook these days as well. And I got to tell you, Nathan, and if you didn't see on that, there's one of my all time favorite golden retriever videos. I think it's the first post on the Animal World page, and you have to watch it. If you can turn the sound on so you can hear the dogs, but it's this wonderful story. It's these golden retrievers that obviously live in a very nice home and a great big huge swimming pool. And it starts out on this dog, and it says that he waits in the winter when they have to close down the swimming pool, that the dog just sits there every day through rain and snow and storms and wondering if he'll ever swim again. And it's just the video is so cute. And then all of a sudden it's like, it's time. and they open up the swimming pool, and then it's the film, and the dog's getting all excited. She got the towels. It's time. Let's go. And then, of course, they go out, and then they fly into the pool, and they're in and out. Anyway, and it's just so much. It's just so well done that I just love it. So if you want something to just make you feel good, it's a fun video. And then the one below that is about a little bumblebee that some people that got just found. It was walking around on the ground. It didn't have a wing. They took it home and made a little habitat for it and fed it and all kinds. It's the cutest little story, this little bumblebee without a wing. That anyway, people do some wonderful things. So some really touching stories there if you want to see them. All righty then. So I guess we're not done yet. Natasha, phones are still ringing. And by the way,
yay,
if you would like to call, you got a behavior training or healing question or something about animals you want to talk with me about, or if you would like to talk to your human or animal loved ones on this side or the other, personal reading with Natasha, we're both here. The phone number, if you want to join us, local number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. And we are going to start off this hour by heading to Woodinville. And Michelle, welcome to Animal World. You're live with me and Natasha.
Hi, great. Thanks. Good morning.
Good morning. What can we do for you?
Well, I have a golden doodle. His name is Harry Dog.
Harry Dog?
10 years old. Harry Dog. Yep, Harry Doodle. And he's gone recently some health challenges that one vet will say one thing and another vet will say
how old did you say how old did you say Harry is? 5?
10 years old.
Oh, 10 years old. And he's a neutered male?
Yes.
And been with you all his life?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So now tell us what's going on.
One doctor diagnosed laryngeal paralysis because it runs in the breed with some, you know, breathing issues. He's got a cyst the size of a 50-cent piece that is recently shown up.
Where's that?
On his side.
Okay.
Like rib area.
Okay.
And we thought we lost him, actually. He was going downhill a couple times, just came out of the blue. Was kind of lethargic, and then 24 hours later, he was back to energy and health, and that's happened twice in the last month.
Huh.
So we're not really kind of sure what's
but
going
so
on
some kind
boy.
Of respiratory issues, is that the biggest thing?
Yeah.
So what are the how does it present? What kind of symptoms?
Gets out of breath, makes kind of a difficulty exerting sound, straining when breathing sometimes, not all the time. We're keeping the AC on, doing less active work with him. So,
yeah, I want you to describe it so maybe Natasha could feel the energy of it to maybe get a better idea of what might be going on. So vets are not agreeing as to what's going on, if anything, and all of that. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, they just ran 2 weeks ago, ran a blood panel on him, looked at it with, an ultrasound machine. Everything looked good. Came back.
All right,
normal.
Natasha, are you picking up anything about our hairy dog doodle?
Sometimes when we have breeds that have been manipulated with human aspects, this is what I'm getting is that there are some strains that these animals get, I agree, Nathan, thank you, that they get into this gene pool. They get certain scenarios going on. And what I'm getting is that he, like the cyst that he has.
Yep.
Yeah.
That is part of the disharmony. There again, I'm going to use that word. That's coming in around his lung area, his chest area. I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't have others that are either starting or they have negotiated,
have
been in his lung area. I know that Nels can support him in that. He has magic in him. I mean, I can do energy work too, but Nels
Yeah.
has the key.
So no, or we had a
Yeah,
call
so
earlier where you were like, with the dog earlier, and you said it wasn't really a physical issue, it was more energetic sort of thing. Is this
and what I'm
similar to
getting is
that? Is that
no,
what is that?
this is
Because
what I'm
I'm
getting is
still
that
not
this is
sure what you're saying here.
no, this more is the way that the two breeds came together for this specific animal is part of his
You
gene
mean so you're
pool
t you were
mix
talking
up?
about the breeding of golden doodles and the mixing of
Exactly,
poodles and
exactly.
goldens and all of that. Yeah,
Yeah.
okay.
So when humans manipulate, sometimes we get these certain animals that just get the short end of the stick, and that's what I'm
Oh.
getting for him is that he has hit the age where he's short end of the stick is going to be really showing up.
So this is on a genetic level, maybe. Is
This
that
is
what
on
you're
a genetic
saying?
level.
Okay, all right.
It's
Now,
on it. Now,
because
everything has a spiritual meaning. Everything has an energetic meaning. Everything has this scenario.
right, but let me bring you back when you say that when we said it's a genetic thing. Remember, Michelle said that her vet said, because I wasn't aware of this, that laryngeal paralysis is commonly found in golden doodles or doodles in general. I'm not sure because that's not something I've heard. But if that's the case, pharyngeal or laryngeal paralysis, if that's a genetic thing in goldens, is that what's going on with Harry? Are you feeling that? Because it doesn't sound like that to me with what Michelle is
No, it,
describing.
I don't get
And
that it's
so,
that label. I'm not
okay.
getting that it's that label, but what I'm getting is that his disharmony of his body, the chest area feels very toxic to me. It's feeling very and then you go down into the gut, like the liver and going down a little bit, it's just feeling toxic. What do you feed him?
Farmer, it's called Farmer's
Farmer's
food.
dog. Yeah,
Yeah, there we
farmer's
go.
dog. Farmer's dog. Yeah.
Chicken,
Okay.
beef, turkey. Okay. We
Which
use
is real food. You
the
know, you're
whole raw
familiar with
stuff.
it, aren't you, Natasha? It's real food. That frozen that you get
Yeah.
sent to your home. It is a decent real food's always better than processed food. There are some ingredients though in the different varieties, Natasha, that I'm not wild about because there's a lot of estrogen in those foods. And that may or not make any difference to what's going on with him, but it's a decent food. Oh, I know what I wanted to do. Nathan, I want to bring you in here because I want to use this as a educational moment here and to make sure Natasha, you said you didn't feel the energy of laryngeal paralysis, but then Nathan chimed in here to tell us that you once had a dog with laryngeal paralysis.
I
So
did.
as long as you did, for Michelle and anybody out there with doodles now, because we know it's a doodle thing apparently, what did you experience with the laryngeal
Well,
paralysis?
for me,
What
it was
were.
actually with a black lab,
Yeah.
but it happened, started occurring maybe within, I hate to say it, but the final 2 years of her life. And
Okay.
what you were describing with her, I mean, was very similar. I mean, it's just something that sort of happened spontaneously. There's nothing that really triggered it. I mean, of course,
Correct.
some extra energy might, accelerate an occurrence, but, she could
Well,
just
so when she
be.
was having an occurrence, what did she do? What did it look
Yeah,
like
so
and
whenever
smell
it
like?
happened, she could just be laying and resting. All of a sudden, it's like she couldn't breathe, and like a bunch of wheezing and struggling to breathe, very scary sounding, like almost like something was choking her. And it would go on
Right.
for maybe about 10, 15 seconds, usually on average. And in the middle of it all, she might be salivating or, maybe vomiting up some sort of saliva or something like that, like a clear liquid, and then cough it up. And then after that episode would pass, she would be fine. It's like, she would try to catch her breath or something like that, but it would go away and she'd go back to being what she would be, a normal dog at the time.
Interesting, because that was a black lab, and of course, labs are one of the breeds that have been bred with poodles to get doodles and labradoodles and stuff. Maybe that's where the stuff is coming from. But Michelle, I could hear you saying, "Yeah, yeah." So is that similar to what you're experiencing with Harry Dog?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay. And then we even had the vet diagnose her with laryngeal paralysis, and they said, "There's not really much you can do about it." And you know, you could probably give her like a sedative or something like that if it's at nighttime to help her, you know, sleep or something like that. But really, you just got to kind of let it pass, because it's going to be something where it's going to choke the dog up for a brief moment of time, and then they'll
it almost sounds like not a seizure, but like a seizure of the lung area.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to bring some image into it. So yes,
that sounds like
so. There's
what
something
Michelle
that's going on with the gene pool that is causing disharmony in the lung. I'm feeling very much that heaviness, the toxin. You know, I almost feel like there's it energetically, and I don't know. It almost feels like there's like this webbing that is around the lungs that is kind of like restricting, and it could be energetic. It could be, you know, metaphorically, it could be whatever this language is.
You mentioned Dr. Nils, and of course, Michelle, are you familiar with Dr. Nils Rasmussen, who does our healing show?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
Of course.
Because that's something non-invasive, and you know, Dr. Nils doesn't treat or diagnose. We talk about the symptoms and what's going on with the animals or the people we're working on, but that's
for
our human benefit, so we know what's going on and can follow. He just tunes into the animal, and the body tells him what to do. And very likely with him working on Harry, you know, and we can get you your free treatment next Sunday, because they'll be with us next Sunday. That could be very helpful. The other thing that pops into my mind when we're talking that is that I don't know how you feel, Michelle, but, you know, in our earlier caller is kind of in alignment with me. When my animal friends get old, like, you know, this, you know, on the elderly stage and the end of lifetimes, I'm not into mortgaging the house and doing everything possible and invasive and all that sort of stuff. I just want to keep my animal friends as happy and feeling good for as long as possible, so that they can peacefully pass on their own, or I can help them leave their bodies so they don't have to suffer. Things that are not invasive and yucky can sometimes be helpful. One of the things I've found that can be very helpful are flower essences. And I get the best reports on Jackson Galaxy's flower essences, which he calls behavioral solutions. Jackson Galaxy is the cat behavior guy. His website, Michelle, is jacksongalaxy.com.
Okay,
and
great.
You go to the behavioral solutions. Now, I want Natasha to tune into this first, because maybe she's going to say, nope. But she might say, oh, feels good. All right. He's got a solution, Natasha, that's called Easy Breather.
Yeah.
Sounds like it's right up our alley for what we want with Harry. Mm-hmm. Does that feel like that could be helpful for Harry?
Yeah, and this is the thing is that sometimes when we have symptoms, and this is where, you know, the human body does this too, where we have symptoms, and sometimes that we can have these extra auricular activities like Reiki and stuff that won't necessarily heal it, but it will lessen the angst around it. Mm. It will lessen it will lessen the impact of it. You know, instead of it going to 90, it may go to 50. And that's what I'm getting for Harry here, that you can lessen the angst around it with having something like that.
Okay, great. Yeah, I do energy work.
Excellent.
Yeah,
so Michelle, I think it's important
that's good.
That you either contact Dr. Nils off the air, which you can do at healingministryforanimals.com, or you call us next week so that we can have him tune in and see, you know, what he can balance there. And I'll tell you, from working with Dr. Nails for as many years as I have, I'm familiar with a lot of cases that we haven't worked with on the air. And although we've never specifically talked about laryngeal paralysis, I know of some of the amazing cases he's worked on have been not smaller breeds of dogs that I'm thinking of now, but it was respiratory stuff, and it sounded very much like what Nathan described, the laryngeal paralysis. And these dogs would have 3 feet in the grave, and then Dr. Nails would work on them, and boom, they'd rally and be great for quite a while. Then they'd start to go downhill, and the owner thinks they're going to have to, you know, put them down or something. Dr. Nails works, they rally again. So I know that if the animal still has some life left and wants to be around, Dr. Nails can be very, very helpful. So I think that would be a good thing to pursue.
Mm-hmm. Since you do energy work, my dear, remembering that, you know, make sure you're taking deep breaths. That when you get into a stressful moment and an angst moment, that you slow down and breathe before you react. You know, and start doing that. And then if you can do, like, when you pet, you know, your dog, remember, you know, you move the energy through so that he's not getting stuck
so
in
now
his energy
you're
field.
Motioning, Natasha, like stroking from the head to the tail
to the feet.
Down.
Yeah, exactly.
In petting
down
him,
the
you
legs.
Help. So, that would be a good, because if you're an energy person, you know what she's talking about, Michelle, moving the energy through and out?
Like
Yeah, exactly. So you've got the understanding. So remembering, though, that, you know, our animals right now are so alive and they're mirroring so much of our life. And it's an amazing thing of how can we negotiate it? Like my cat missing now. Well, you know, my neighbor said that she saw him with a pregnant cat. And I'm like going, well, that makes sense for my energy cat, you know, my one that knows things. You know, he's taking care of something else, so I have to trust the process. But that reminds me that where am I feeling abandoned in myself? Where am I feeling uncentered in myself? It's not up to him to help me, but it's up to me to help myself. So,
correct.
You know, there's that you know, that animal to human story. So remembering, as he's doing things, what is going on with you in your life? What changes are you going through that are stopping your breath?
Yeah, and if you call in next week, see, Dr. Nails can tune into Harry and work on him, and then Linda will do a session with you. So, you know, can help you, you know, bring the balance to this. You know, because we are so connected to our... But I think, does that kind of help you with...
Yes, thank you.
You're
all
very
right.
Welcome. Healing can happen, but I'm going to let you know that he is on the elder side of life.
It seems to be the theme for today.
Yeah, and there's a lot of animals that are not going to, and I mean this with so much love, that you know, this is why so many animals are leaving us. Like the cat distribution system is at play here majorly right now, you know, because of the fact that we're going through so much personal inner change and outer change, you know, that animals have to shift up so that they can help somebody else because they can't help us anymore. Or it's time for them to leave us so that we can get somebody in to help us, or even find our own footing in our own self.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Well, Michelle, thank you. Anything else that you need from either one of us before we end the call? Michelle?
Sounds like maybe the line got dropped.
The line is up. So anyway, Michelle, thank you for calling. And if you're listening,
thank you.
We'll expect to hear from you next week. All righty then. That's the last hour, so we better catch up quick here. We will take care of advertisers. We got time for another call if there's somebody out there, but you better pick up your phone immediately because otherwise we're not going to have time. 425-373-5527. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money, health, love, or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A Washington.org.
I'm Sue Minahan, inviting you to join me on Talk Cosmos Sunday, July 27 at 1 p.m. with our panel, Kaleidoscope Visions. We'll dive into the four major moon phases when Mercury retrogrades in Leo, rethinking from our heart, lighting our emotional depth, to revisit dreams, memories, and goals. Come, journey with us, Talk Cosmos Sunday, July 27, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on KKNW.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Hi, this is Stacy, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are almost midway through the last hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here till noon, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we heard from our new pro supplements again, N-U-P, as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. The dogs, you've got the wonderful NuPro supplement, the powdered supplement, that the gold label for skin and hair coat and overall general health, and then the silver label that has all the gold label stuff, but also has stuff for hips and joints. And boy, if you've got a shedding breed of dog, it's miraculous because it helps the hair stay on the dog and not on your floor. And I find if Robbie's on the NuPro, he doesn't shed. I have to brush it out and groom it out. When he has his grooming, but I don't have the tumbleweeds all over the place. The greatest cat vitamins, NuPro Nuggets, absolutely wonderful. You can purchase on the website, NuProSupplements.com. You can find some of the supplements in your pet stores, or you can order on Amazon. And then, of course, Natasha, we heard from you. And you can check out Natasha's website, intuitiveclarifications.com. And then you have a YouTube channel as well, which is Natasha Venter IC, the letters for intuitive clarification. Mm-hmm. Natasha Venter IC. And as far as I know, you're still doing your Wednesday 4 p.m. podcast, correct?
I am. I just this last week had Catherine Anis on. I am associated with DawningInstitute.com. Dawning Institute is a mental health, body health application of how we can do our life better. We have different people who do different services of mental health. And my friend Catherine has started this website, Dawning Institute, to support mental health in a way that is unique. She has she's gone through a lot of diagnoses that aren't necessarily true diagnoses, you know, because of how the medical system wants to just put labels on things. And we don't necessarily need the labels. We have these moments where, you know, if we're ADHD and depressed, a lot of people think that we're bipolar, you know? And it's like, no, no, we handle our stresses differently. And so she started up this website and this movement to support mental health.
So people could find that podcast on your YouTube channel if they want
to listen. Natasha Venter IC, yeah.
All right. Sounds good. And so that's intuitiveclarifications.com or Natasha Venter IC on YouTube. And if you'd just like to give her a call, maybe you want to schedule a private reading or something along those lines, you can call her at 360-770-7486. 360-770-7486. And gosh, remember our wonderful, you do something wonderful for humans, animals, and the planet we live on. Come join our Animal World family of advertisers. If you're interested, shoot us an email to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And by the way, Nathan, did you have any trouble opening up our Animal World email?
It was all good for me.
Okay. All right. Then I guess I'm thinking it may be. I'm going to try again right now just to see. And it looks like it's still not working for me.
As Martha's working on that, just a reminder that we have open phone lines right now. So if you want to get into our queue and still just got a little bit of time for us to take phone calls, our phone number is 425-373-5527 or toll free is 888-298-5569. We'll call this the last call for callers.
All right. So then I got a whole list of stuff here that we need to chat about. Just a couple of things. Now we know. Think good thoughts for Stacey. We haven't actually had her on the air for a while, but she's off the panel. The storm is playing today. They must be local here, Nathan, because Stacey's going to the storm game. Mariners, though, you're here in the studio, so they've got it. They're away somewhere.
They're down in Detroit, Michigan, playing the Tigers.
Yeah, and I think they're doing good. Kind of amazing. I think I'm on board with everybody else. I just really like that Cal Raleigh guy. Really like his. I told you, I think early on, that I thought his energy was pretty magnificent and that he might be something really good for the team, and I think that's true. And I saw a story about him. And I know why I like his energy now. He's really a nice guy and doing a lot of charity work.
And very humble, too, and
yeah,
a class
humble
act.
And nice, doing charity work. And I knew I really liked his energy to start with, but I didn't know all that stuff about him. But he isn't just a great home run hitter and catcher. He's also a really great human.
Great on and off the field.
Yeah, so that's got to be good for the team. And, okay, so now just so we know, Nathan is the Miller Lite Bigfoot. And is it like that affects our show on Sundays if there's a home game? There you are, you're stomping around as Bigfoot. So that means David's in. And so the next time you're going to be Bigfooting, when's everybody's next opportunity to meet you at a Mariners game?
It will be next Sunday, July 20th, after the All-Star break.
Okay, so next week you won't be with us. You'll be stomping around down at the stadium. Mm-hmm. And David will be with us. Oh, and that reminds me that the game today started at 10 today. Have you been checking on your Mariners?
Yes, I have the score pulled up right now.
How did I know that?
We are at the bottom of the third, and currently Detroit is leading 2-1.
Oh, well, let's change that. All right. And you were out of town this week. What, you went back to Kentucky? Is that where you went?
Out in Kentucky, celebrating my brother's birthday, which happened last week.
Those two cute little nieces of yours, you sent me some cute videos of those girls.
They are little feet in training right now, and that means I've been teaching them how to stomp and put on their Bigfoot act.
Yeah, so Nathan sent me a video of them doing their Bigfoot stomping with him. It was very cute. They are sure growing up fast.
Adelaide is doing a great job following along with Genevieve.
So and so then this has to do with Nathan too. I'm sorry, you guys, because I didn't know about it in time to tell you it was going to be on. But over the 4th of just before the 4th of July holiday and all of that, I think it was ABC ran as part of the holiday stuff. They ran the Disney movie, which my favorite animal movie of all time. Huh. Homeward Bound, The Incredible Journey. And it is so well done. And if you want something these days, there just isn't enough good stuff going on. So if you really want to open your heart and just have a wonderful time, it's just the greatest movie. So I let Nathan know it was airing. I couldn't tell you guys because we didn't have a live show before it was on. But I told Nathan, and he's saying, oh, I don't get that channel on my, you know, get what I you know, TV stuff and all that is so messed up these days, and there's all different choices. But so I told him it's a homework assignment. You have to watch this movie so we can talk about it. Now, have you found the movie yet? Have you done your homework, or are you in trouble?
I've been looking around. I tried to find it on the airplane, see if they would have it as like, oh, a five-hour flight home. You know, they got thousands of TV shows and movies. I'm sure I can find it there. Well, it was not on the airplane's streaming service. So my next stop is to go to Netflix or Amazon Prime or something like that and see if I can get it pulled up there. But with the busyness last week, I haven't gotten around to that, but that is my next stop on the search for Homeward Bound, is to go onto Netflix and see if they got it there.
And it's my favorite movie because it's so well done with the animals and all of that and their voices. And but it also was the first movie can't be positive of that, but my cousin-in-law, I don't talk about very often, but you know Jean Smart. She's my cousin-in-law, or my former cousin-in-law, but, you know, she's still family. Anyway, she's in the movie.
Ooh.
So you will see her, and it's one of her first movie roles. Anyway, Homeward Bound, Incredible Journey. It's a Disney movie. If you haven't seen it, find it. And then the other really good news on Animal TV is that they're still binging Jackson Galaxy's My Cat from Hell on Saturdays from early evening all night long. So on Saturday nights, I am still a happy camper because I can just put on My Cat from Hell and watch Jackson work his miracles with these cats. It's a phenomenal show if you want to understand cats and all of that stuff. It's just great. And I watch that all Saturday evening and while I'm doing my last minute show prep and all of that. So I can tune out everything else and just do cats. So I'm thankful that that's still happening. All righty, Natasha, I got some things to check in with you about.
Well, and can I just take a little side walk here little bit about, because Homeward Bound is about animals that are missing.
Yeah, go ahead.
About animals that are missing. And, you know, that's the thing is that, you know, when people call me for missing animals, it's really interesting to get a read on it. Like for my cat, he's been missing since the 4th of July. And this is something that intuitively I knew something was going to happen. If my cat went outside, I knew intuitively something was going to happen.
Yeah.
Cause and effect, the reality things. My cat started marking in my house.
Had he been neutered? I can't remember.
He had been neutered, and I was just getting ready to take him to the vet to see if he had an infection or, you know, that kind of thing. But then my husband, as I'm weeding outside, decided to take him outside.
Oh, I see.
I'm trying not to blame, but you know, it's like sometimes.
That's okay. I'll slap him around for you.
Sometimes things get put into
motion.
Sometimes
husbands just mess up the detail. But then sometimes wives do too.
It's a thing. But you know, this is where I'm witnessing. I'm in trying to be in observer mode that sometimes things go into cause and effect. You know.
So what happened? He took him outside, and is that when Rocky disappeared?
Mm-hmm. So let me speak here. So Rocky was saying that something needed to change. Something needed to change. Things aren't well. My husband, in his interactions with this story, was, well, we'll just let him outside because this is the first cat we've ever kept inside. he's 15 months old. You know, he's a boy. He's a teenager. He was doing things that were teenage interactions. He was bored. You know, I played with him. I did my thing. So we started letting him outside. We live at a mutual dead end. So our neighbor to the north is at her dead end. We are at a dead end. There's a field on both sides. You know, so there was a lot of safety. It wasn't like a busy road or anything. Then the 4th of July, he usually comes when we call. He decided not to come home when we called.
A lot of fireworks in your area and all that stuff?
Not at 12 o'clock when we started calling him in.
Okay. All right.
But the neighbor said that she saw him in her yard to the north. Wow. He decided not to come in. Well, nobody has seen him since the 4th of July. The last time my neighbor saw him was with a pregnant cat. He's fixed.
Right.
My cat is a spiritual cat. He has pulled out oracle cards for me because he's been one that he's been very, like when I was looking for magic, he brought me one of my wands. I mean, he's a very awakened soul. So this cat distribution system, sometimes when we have animals that either choose to leave us or choose to negotiate moving onto somebody else, and I've helped people who have lost animals, my love goes to you because, you know, this is grief. This is a story of grief. This is a story of, I don't understand why. I, in my intuition, get a sense of where he's been, but not where he is because I'm too close and you know, my emotions are getting involved. So when we are in the moment where we're having to say goodbye to an animal, like today's show, a lot of elder animals have been here with us today, and the process of change happening. And this is the thing, is I started witnessing change starting to happen before my cat disappeared, you know, that he started going outside. He started adventuring further away from the house. He started doing different things to be more independent. And, you know, sometimes, and this is part of the planet setup, you know, we have to break free from the illusions. The illusion was that he was my cat. Well, I was trying to take ownership of him. He didn't want ownership. He wanted to be himself, right? So how can we accept change at the same time work through the emotions and the story of grief? And, you know, at the same time he disappeared, I had family that came in and family that left. You know, so there was a lot of a wedding and things that were happening. And so I had grief upon a grief upon grief going through my story. And so when we have these emotions, remember that emotions need to be taken care of. They need to be honored. They need to be moved through. At the same time, though, we have to be careful that we don't stay in that story. We don't stay in the well, my cat left me. La, la. You know, it's like, yeah, honor it. My cat left me. At the same time, though, to say, okay, for the greater good, may him come back. If he's meant to come back, please, you know, bring him back. If it's not for his greater good and my greater good, let him service where he needs to be. And that's the language that I'm trying to negotiate my mindset with. You know, tell my mind that, you know, it's like, okay, if he's not meant to be mine anymore, then let him be where he needs to be, you know. And you know, it's one of those things, and this is a short moment in a big emotion, that, you know, honor your emotions, honor where you're at. Please remember that the mind wants to go into rabbit holes. It wants to go into story. It wants to go into, and if you can, use the language, you know, like your mantra about how everything is for my greater good, right?
Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine,
from the great,
meant for my spiritual evolution.
Evolution, exactly. So having that mindset can really help the energy
move. It does shift
things.
It does.
It moved to its greater good. And sometimes these animals, oh God, they hold space for us for a while, but they, after a while, they can't hold that space. And so with that I wanted to give that understanding that sometimes when change is happening, it's not easy. And honor yourself while you're going through it, because especially animals, they tug at our heartstrings.
Thank you for all of that. But we got to stay on schedule here, folks. We've still got a little current events to do, and I had a couple of questions. But we got to take care of advertisers, because otherwise, you know who's stomping around. Anyway, stay right where you are. We'll take care of our advertisers now. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Nathan coming to you from behind the board. And today we have a very special encore presentation of Martha Norwalk's Animal World. From all of us in the Animal World family, we wish you all a happy weekend, and we look forward to being with you again on next week's live show from 9 a.m. to noon on Sunday, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're winding down this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here till noon and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard again from Dr. Nels Rasmussen, and remember, he and his sister Linda Rasmussen will be with us next week. It's our healing show. It's just the third Sunday this month. We'll be back to the second Sunday next month, and I hope you can join us and call in. Doctor, you can check out Dr. Nels ahead of time at HealingMinistryForAnimals.com, HealingMinistryForAnimals.com. He always does a free telephone evaluation. If you'd like to talk to him about your animal friends or you, just fill out the contact link on the website, tell him you want to chat, he'll arrange a phone call. And of course, they're free. He and his sister are free on the air next week, so I hope you can plan to call us. Call in for your free remote treatments. And
he also has a YouTube channel.
He does, Nels Rasmussen, probably more than 50 before and after video segments of the animals paralyzed or physical or behavioral issues, and then watching the healing process and seeing them when they've completed their treatments. It is kind of jaw-droppingly amazing. And, of course, we'll talk about his monthly newsletter as well. And then we've got Jude Potten, Whispering Dragon Center in Shoreline. Check her out, whispering-dragon.com online, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or give Jude a call at 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. Alrighty. We better, while we have time, or before we run out of time and questions, we better cover current events. Speaking of that entertainment stuff, most of the good stuff this right now is happening up at the Northwest Stream Center in South Everett, located at McCollum Park. And boy, some really great presentations. If you're interested in more details, you can go to the Northwest Stream Center website, which is streamkeeper.org, or you can go to marthanorwalk.com and click on current events, and there'll be a lot more details and photographs and stuff for you on these events. Coming up this month, July 19th, Monet, Me, and the Mallards. Oh, sounds like a wonderful, wonderful opportunity to see some great stuff. Gregory A. Green is who's presenting, and I think is the artist involved. 1 p.m. July 19th, and all of these events you should call the Stream Center for a reservation. Let's see, coming up in August, August 2nd. Oh, this is interesting. A free styrofoam recycle event. That'll be on August 2nd from 10 a.m. to noon. Means you can bring all, you know, collect all your styrofoam you don't need, and you can take it there to have it recycled for free. That's August 2nd, 10 to noon at the Northwest Stream Center. August 16th is their presentation all about bears, and Department of Fish and Wildlife is involved with all of that. It's a great, great class. And then up in September, Lawns to Native Plant Landscape with Julie O'Donnell. That'll be Saturday, September 27th at 1 p.m. So if you want to learn how to do a native plant landscape instead of just the grass, that's the class for you. And you should call to make a reservation at 425-316-8592. 425-316-8592. Let's see. I think that's about it as far as it goes for current events, this week. And, good stuff up at the Northwest Stream Center. All righty then. We are almost out of time here. The birds are really giving me a workout this year, Natasha. I mean, because everybody was early, and I think my Anna hummingbirds, they've already had a second batch, and they're back with those babies now. My Rufus hummingbirds are kind of missing again, so I think they're doing a second batch, and we'll be back anytime with more babies. But I had an interesting situation with the flycatchers. They're nested on an electrical box above the back door to my garage, so I can see out the window and see the nest. They did great, Natasha, had eggs, raised babies, and they all fledged like 2 weeks ago, week before last. Then I happened to be working on my property, their friends, last Monday, and something I've never seen before, the mother flycatcher came back to the old nest. Hmm. And I saw her, and I said, I wonder if they're going to have a second batch, because I couldn't think of any other reason. Well, then I watched, then the next day, last Tuesday, I watched real close, and darned if mom wasn't in that nest, and she was like tweaking the sides, and she was digging in it and moving around. And it went, and when I tuned into what's going on, the answer I kind of got was she's feathering the nest.
Yep.
You know, kind of, and so I thought, well, okay, she's fixing up the nest. She's going to do more eggs. They're going to have a second batch. But then there's been nothing. But I remember in the beginning of the season, the first batch, I didn't see them build the nest because I didn't know they were building there, and they build the nest really fast. So like all of a sudden it was just there. So I realized, oh, they built a new nest. And then I didn't see any bird, any flycatchers or any action at all for a whole week. And then all of a sudden, mom's sitting on the nest laying eggs. And the only thing I could figure is, well, maybe they make the nest, get it all ready, and then they watch it for a while to make sure it's safe before they lay eggs. That's the only explanation. Anyway, that seems if she was messing with that nest last Monday and Tuesday a lot. And then I've seen nothing. So are we? I going to have a second batch of flycatchers?
Probably.
Is that
probably
what's going on, you think?
Probably.
Okay. All
yeah,
right.
And two, sometimes the animals have to check in with the energies. Is the weather going to hold
the
out
right
enough?
Timing, yeah, okay.
Yeah, is the weather going to hold out enough for a second batch to happen?
All right, then one last quick question. We've talked about the smart meters and how sensitive people are affected by those smart electrical meters. And our Cindy that calls in sometimes on the show that is so sensitive, she's very affected by that. And
yeah.
So I talked to Natasha, and she talked about making a copper circle in order to kind of deal with the energy. So anyway, I finally got a roll of the 10 gauge copper wire, which we kind of thought was the right thing. And you had told me, I think, 8 strands together to make the circle around, and that together those 8 strands should be about a dime's worth, you know, in diameter. I think the 10 gauge is a little bit too thick. Well,
yeah, I don't know the gauges. I just know
right,
what I'm getting
intuitively. Well, I didn't either. That's why we're just trying to figure it out. But I think if I use 8 strands, that it'll be a little wider than that in diameter. Might be more like a nickel size, or between a dime and a nickel. So what I wanted to kind of know from you, now that I have that wire, the 10 gauge, can you tune into that? Will that wire work, or should I get like a 12 gauge that would be a little smaller? Will the 10 gauge work, and should I still use 8 strands? Is that important? Should I use less, or do you get anything that might be helpful to me?
So I'm seeing it. So if you want to get the 12, 8 strands, I'm asking the numbers here.
Because I can do 8 with the 10 gauge. It just might be a little bigger than.
And I wouldn't worry. I mean, it's and the dime was basically just the average.
Okay. All right. Then I'm going to go ahead and try it and see. And then once I get it made, we'll have you tune in again. That sort
yeah.
of thing.
No,
anyway,
I think
we're
that,
out of
no,
time.
Yeah, because I was trying to do the less numbers, and it doesn't feel as right as the 8. But 8 is about the as above, as below, and, you know,
okay.
that internal.
So if
you know,
the dime was just approximate, then I think we'll probably be okay. But
yeah.
we'll see. Anyway, thank you so much for all
You're
your great insight
welcome.
Today for callers. And thank you, everybody that called in. Nathan, thank you for not stomping all over us all the time. And we will miss you next week. Have fun down at the beer garden and stomping around and help the Mariners win. Are they doing any better? Have they taking the lead or anything? Are they? No.
Well, it is currently tied 2-2. Randy Arozarena hit a home run. Still waiting for Cal Raleigh to do that, but hopefully he can get one in.
All right. Let's all root for the Mariners. And thank you, Natasha. Thank you, Nathan.
Thank you.
See
you
next week
for your trust.
See you next week for our healing show. And as always, I leave you with animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to open your heart and share your love with all living things. Stay cool. Pay attention. Water for everybody. And I'll talk to you again next week.